administrator getting off the phone on David Watson. Mr. Watson, a new patient, has insomnia and anxiety. Is 43, has a grandson, has four children from two previous marriages, has a 25-year-old girlfriend, has stress about his family. Paragraph, he also works as a chef in a club. Has 10 to 14 drinks per week, discussed alcohol screening, has a grandfather, he has a sister who is on Zoloft, but no family history of mental illness or alcohol abuse otherwise. Assessment is insomnia, but on Ambien, 10 milligrams of half to 1 HSPR in sleep. Next problem is anxiety. Discussed counseling, was referred to a psychologist for counseling, and was given Xanax 0.5, which he's been on before, for anxiety, a half to 1 BIDPR in anxiety. He is to return for physical for age, and we'll follow up here in 2 to 3 weeks. Next patient is a Richard Deitch, D-E-I-T-C-H. Mr. Deitch is in for a follow-up on his lab work a couple of months ago. It's hyperlipidemia, well-controlled on atorvastatin 20. Next problem is runny nose, head congestion, worse at night, nighttime and morning gets nasal congestion and cough. Paragraph, head exercise, doesn't start exam, mucus discharge from his nose, no maxillary sinus tinnitus, no submandibular adenopathy, TNs clear, lungs clear. Assessment is probable viral upper respiratory infection versus allergy. Works with nighttime, put on Flonase, 2 sprays, use nostril QD. If not improved in 3 to 4 days, we'll start back on Levaquin. He found Levaquin very helpful for the last episode. Just didn't feel he got it long enough. Next problem paragraph is a new lesion growing on his right arm, approximately 0.5 to 1 centimeters, dark, irregular borders, and local anesthesia was excised. Base curated with a ferric sulfate sample was sent for pathology. The patient is to call for results in 7 to 10 days. Next patient, Dr. Wheeler, continuing dictation, is Clyde Orlan, O-R-L-A-N, Bales, B-A-L-E-S. Mr. Bales complains of loss of consciousness. He says he fell out of bed 3 days ago. Has a contusion of his left eye, left face, upper lip, and left side of his face. He was sent here by his daughter, who wanted him to get evaluated for it. Head, ear, size, nose, and throat exam, otherwise normal fundoscopic exam, were benign, TMs clear, extraocular movements were intact. Assessment is syncope, neurogenic versus cardiogenic. Patient declined any facial or skull x-rays. We also ordered a CT of his head to evaluate that. He declined that. Has a previous history of a TIA. Been on an aspirin daily, and lab studies were done today for CBC blood chemistry and CEDrate. EKG showed no acute change. Holter monitor was applied. Needs to bring it back tomorrow to see me back here. To return. Next patient is Laura Magnus, MAGNUS. New patient who has a pain in her buttocks and her back area. Exam reveals an abscess, the top of her gluteal cleft on the left side. Probably early pineal cyst. It was excised and drained, and about 2 tablespoons of purulent material was expressed. It was packed with iodoform gauze. She's allergic to penicillin, and Omnicef was put on doxycycline, 100 milligrams BID for 7 days. Advised not to get pregnant, avoid the use of different contraception. She is not pregnant and not trying to be pregnant. Advised not to take it if she thought she might become while taking it. Next patient. Next issue is pain control. She wanted something for pain, was given a Lortab 7.5, 500, number 21, or 2 BIDPR in pain. Next patient is Eugenia, E-U-G-E-N-I-A, last name C-H-I-S-C-H-O-P. Eugenia has sore throat present for 3 days, fever, previous history of flu several weeks ago, but it has body aches, sore throat, headache, myalgia. Paragraph, assessment, head or signs of the throat exam, mucus discharge for nose, plus 1 to +2 submandibular adenopathy, DM's clear, neck supple, lungs clear, peripheral viral syndrome. Versus strep throat, stat strep test was negative, but culture was sent. Possible strep was negative, and now strep test treated with Augment 875 and a BID dose. Flu swab was negative. Fluids, rest, warm shot, water, gargles. Next is Nellie Smith. Ms. Smith has several issues. One is right lower quadrant abdominal pain present for 2 months. Started after she started doing some exercises. Pain is almost constant, unrelated to movement, eating or activity, bowel movements. Paragraph on physical exam. No rebound, minimal tenderness, no rebound exam, otherwise negative. The next problem is soreness in her rectal area. No evidence of abscess. Plexig was negative except for internal hemorrhoids. Treated with sitz baths and given diclofenac 75 milligrams on a BID dose and with food. And is to receive me back here in 7 to 10 days for follow-up. Rectal soreness gets worse. She does describe it getting painful, coming to a point and draining. So may have perirectal abscess that drains periodically. No evidence of that today. Advice to come in when it is inflamed. Otherwise, doing well.